Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
Shame on. And today we had a problem inspired Bad Choice Friday. Taylor Swift, an anti-hero, taking on Morgan Wallen. And I am the problem. Morgan the problem because he throws chairs and says inappropriate things when he's drunk. Mike, how was the voting?
It was damn good, Miles. And I am happy to say everybody grab a chair. We're tossing them off the building. We got some Morgan Wallen on a Bad Choice Friday.
Here you go.
Welcome to the weekend. You're listening to The Men's Room. 99.9 KISWCM.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
He rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
What's the biggest news story in the world right now?
Taylor and Travis.
Oh, thank you. You've heard about this, Mike?
You know what? I feel like it's come to my attention that we need to talk about.
That's a good way to put it.
Are you guys familiar, Miles?
I don't care enough.
Not until I get to work. Yeah. Okay. Seriously.
Right. It never comes
anything out I look at when I watch on TV, no, it's really work.
Well, last night, college football week one got underway.
All right.
One of the highlighted games was Nebraska taking on Cincinnati in a neutral site, which was Kansas City, home of the Chiefs.
Whoa. Sure.
Do you know where Travis and his brother
Jason
went to school?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Oh, so did they?
They were there.
Patrick Mahomes watching this game tonight. Dylan Raiola, his protege on the field.
How about the newly engaged couple, Travis Kelce? We saw him on the field pregame with Taylor Swift, his fiance. Hey! Congrats.
Now they're in college.
Well, I mean, they're playing in their stadium. They're going to go see him play. It is funny. That kid that plays quarterback for Nebraska, he looks like Patrick Mahomes.
All right.
He has his goatee like Patrick Mahomes. He wears the same shades as Patrick Mahomes. He wears the same number. And he's like, I don't know why everybody thinks of like Patrick Mahomes. It's like, you're actively trying to look like him and play like
Come
him.
Come on, man.
Nebraska, thank God for the Big Ten, did end up winning that game. But Cincinnati, over the years, has had a really good program. Mm-hmm. I mean, you guys are quite familiar as Ravens fans.
Yep, I am.
As Lamar Jackson went there. But it was nice to see the pads pop, and I'll get to more of the stuff later on. But first, let's get
conspiratorial.
All right. So ironically, I don't know if it was yesterday or 2 days ago, we brought up Sandy Cheeks.
Yeah.
SpongeBob's love. I think it's his love interest. People are like, they're just friends.
I think it started out as his love interest, and then it kind of moved into a more friendship deal because I think they wanted to avoid that whole storyline. But
do guys say they're just friends, or do women say they're just friends? Because ladies, they're not just friends. Yeah, guys want to have sex with you.
That's a fact.
Right.
They might be very
He might be a bench player.
Right.
But he wants to get up in them Sandy Cheeks.
Right. Any guy friend that you have, you ask him, he's down.
Yeah.
Well, I think, too, right, because that's been a big thing the last few years. It's like, I wish guys would stop saying they're friend zoned. It's like, well, it's a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, well, then don't treat him kind of like he's a bench boyfriend.
Right.
Don't
right.
do stuff with him you would do with, you know what I mean?
That's all.
But with that said, obviously, we were talking about SpongeBob, so now there's some dark theories about SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh, here we go.
Dark theories.
There's a lot of dark theories surrounding a lot of different shows, so it doesn't shock me that they've got this.
But I understand it on some shows, but like this is SpongeBob SquarePants.
Right? Yeah, wait for it.
Okay.
This is just kind of, it's a very new thing, right?
Okay.
People, for some reason, think you sound intelligent if you just said, well, have you thought about this?
Exactly.
It's like, I could say that about anything.
Any single thing.
Right. Yeah. Why do you think that is? Like, I don't know. Look,
do you think
I get
walnuts could be called doornuts?
Right.
Think about it, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I hate the new term for something that's obvious.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
When two cars collide and they have to exchange insurance, you mean a wreck? Yeah, but it's right. It's auto morphinization.
Right.
Right. So no, it's not. They got a fender bender.
Here's some of the theories. Bikini Bottom, where they live, is the result of nuclear testing.
Right.
The name suggests that it was located beneath Bikini Atoll, where the U.S. government did nuclear testing during the Cold War.
It also implies vagina. Bikini Bottom. You're right. Yeah. There was the Bikini Atoll. I'm going to go out on a limb and say they were just trying to have fun.
But
with the
whole But the whole thing is that they live in mufflers. All the fish do.
Sure.
They've built a sophisticated society. Like they are mutations at this point.
Also, it's a sponge that's alive.
Right.
I mean, like
it's a cartoon.
Right.
Okay. Like, look, if you want to talk about nuclear waste and who it affected, I think it's the Smurfs. They're blue.
Yes.
Cry. I just came up with that theory. Like, is that a real one?
Have you thought about that?
Dude lives in a pineapple under the sea. What are we doing here?
Can you imagine feeding? You have a cat, right? You have a cat.
I got a cat.
Miles has had cats.
Yeah.
Could you imagine feeding them whole pans of lasagna?
No.
No. It's Garfield.
It's like the Brits in space thing. They don't even have a space program.
My boy Don would
die. But everybody in space speaks with an English accent. How did that happen?
Though. They do.
I'm not saying cats wouldn't eat lasagna, but can you imagine the mess if you gave your cat a whole pan of lasagna?
Happy birthday.
A pan of lasagna. I'm a human being. If I ate a whole pan of lasagna, I'm going to be in a world of hurt.
Yeah, you need an intervention.
Yeah.
Ted, you ate that whole pan, dude. Are you okay?
Jesus Christ, something's gone wrong. And I'm not saying a couple cold pieces the next day. Just one sitting, a pan of lasagna.
Dominating a pan.
Yeah. They call me Stofers or the Stuffer.
You could drink an entire six pack. I wouldn't look twice. You dominate a pan of lasagna. We're talking.
Correct. Also, I just got to get this out there. Cold lasagna is elite.
Jesus.
It is.
Look, I'm not above it, man. I love lasagna, though.
Yes.
Cold, hot, doesn't matter.
And your wife makes a tremendous lasagna.
Yes, she does. Mm.
All right.
More SpongeBob theories.
Well, it's also always better the second time around.
All right, yeah.
So lasagna is fine the first time, but once you freeze it and reheat it again, now it's really good.
I got stuck in a conversation about decadence and like very fancy stuff, right? And people were like, champagne in a hot tub. And I was like, oh, cold lasagna watching football. And they were like, what?
Shut up.
Yeah, I'm like, that, to me, that's decadent living. All right, next on this SpongeBob dark theories. The main characters represent seven deadly sins. SpongeBob is lust. Patrick is sloth.
There you go.
Mr. Krabs is greed.
Yep.
Squidward is wrath.
Okay.
Plankton is envy.
Yep.
Gary is gluttony.
What?
And
what?
Sandy is pride.
I mean, maybe. But look, that's not even a conspiracy. So many, that's such a, it's kind of a go-to writing trope.
Yes.
Right? They did it with Winnie the Pooh. They take the sins and they take your personality thing. And
right.
You just make characters because then someone inevitably is relatable
right.
to you as an audience member. They've been doing that since time began.
And that's where some depth comes from.
Yeah. I mean, that's how you do it, man. Right. When you want to make a story and you want at least people to identify with one character, there are like two or three different things that most writers go to. And you present them like,
right.
I really like this character. Well, there's a reason why, man. I mean, they know what they're doing. That's not even a conspiracy. That's good writing. That's common sense.
The show's all about climate change. SpongeBob is a kitchen sponge who represents human waste. And Mr. Krab represents the corporations that cause pollution.
Oh, my God.
Come on, man. I think
it's a cartoon.
Right.
For kids.
Of course,
that's what they want you to think. Mm-hmm. Muppet.
See, this is when people need to get jobs. Right here. The people that come up with this, they need a job that helps with society.
Yeah.
Anything.
Now, this one is dark.
All right.
But I don't think this one is that far off.
SpongeBob was part of January 6th.
He's a hero. I mean,
he's got a MAGA hat.
Right. Just throwing it
Make America
there.
Great again. Yeah.
No. So one of the main things is the Krabby Patty, right?
Yeah.
SpongeBob works there.
Oh,
Mr.
Yeah.
Krab owns it.
Yep,
okay.
Yep,
but
yep.
He's very protective of the recipe.
Of the recipe, yep.
Krabby Patties, they're actually made by crab, or of crabs. That's why Mr. Krab is the only crab in town, and he's so secretive about the recipe.
So there's
I hope that's true.
There's a handful of theories on that one as well, is that it's not necessarily crab meat, but it could also be fish meat. Since there's a lot of different fish that are all rolling around out there, if the secret formula got out, he's out of business.
Yeah, it's like Soylent Green.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
It's people.
Right. And delicious. Well,
most restaurants don't exactly want to give away the recipe.
Yeah.
That's kind of standard fare.
He's a psycho about it, though.
Is he a psycho about it, or is Plankton just constantly getting on his ass about
bugging him about
that? Yeah. He's like constantly trying to break in and get that formula.
You're not wrong.
Colonel Sanders said, look, I got 11 original herbs and spices. I'm not going to tell you what they are. But if every time I saw the colonel, I'm like, come on, man, what are they?
Hey, right.
He's going to lose his mind. Like, God damn it, stop asking
so
me that.
I brought this up. The Beach
Just
Tavern.
Tell me now, I know.
The Beach Tavern has a men's room IPA on tap.
Yeah.
They also have a great biscuits and gravy. Maybe the best gravy that I've ever tasted in my life.
Okay.
I'm from West Virginia. This stuff is amazing. So, of course, I go to the chef and I say, hey, man, what are you doing with that gravy? And he says to me, I'm not going to tell you.
Right. Why would I tell you?
Why would I tell you?
On the other end, I was at a place. Lonely Sunday afternoon. They have wet lemon pepper.
Ooh.
So for weeks, I've been going on about this. I see the cook going in there, and I said, hey, man, can I ask you a question? He goes, what's up? I go, are you making this sauce? I've never had wet lemon pepper. And he goes, no, man. And he opens the fridge. Sweet baby Ray.
Nice.
Now you know.
Got
to buy a gallon of it.
I was ready to anoint him like the Wing King.
Right.
Sorry,
crushed
Matt.
It, man. Right? Crushed it.
He literally just opened the door and went, what's this? All right, another dark theory from SpongeBob. SpongeBob is a veteran suffering from PTSD. He wears the same thing every day, wakes up to the sound of a horn, like Reveille, and he speaks to Mr. Krabs in military style.
Let me ask them this. Who changes their clothes in that show?
Now, why just SpongeBob?
Right.
Why is he getting singled out?
Because he's the only one waking up to the horn, and he's the only one that says yes, sir, no, sir to his boss. And Mr. Krabs makes him stand at attention. That, okay. That part I added. Mr. Krabs does not make him stand at attention.
Okay, look, to be fair, I can't think of a cartoon where anyone has a wardrobe change with the exception of Bugs Bunny or Daffy Duck.
Right.
Like Scooby-Doo.
Like, Sandy is the only one in that show that actually has a wardrobe change, but she's going from, like, a submarine, a scuba suit, basically.
I guess you're right. Alvin and the Chipmunks just wore their shirts every day.
Scooby-Doo. Like
well, they were broke. That's different, man. Don't pick on them.
But there's three of them.
I know, they were poor, Ted. Okay? Right. They didn't have a big wardrobe. Now, like, Shaggy and
they were not. Their album sales were through the roof.
Yeah, but they didn't get the money, man.
They didn't get the money.
It's like
Alvin
Spotify.
Did. Alvin did.
They get like one. I think Spotify, you get 1/3 of 1 cent for every download.
Gotcha.
That's the Spotify thing. So I'm saying, yeah, they were big. They go to Spotify. They got no money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's the last, an iron on A.
The last dark theory is that SpongeBob and Squidward's home are from a tiki bar that supposedly sank from a ship.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because Squidward lives in Easter Island Head.
Yeah.
And SpongeBob's in the pineapple, which it's a full pineapple, so it's not like, you know, maybe it just fell off. They were going to turn it into one of the little cups, but the only realistic person in there, the only realistic character in there is Patrick, because he's a starfish living under a rock.
Okay, I got some theories for you.
All right.
Fred was having sex with Daphne all the time, and you knew they were getting it on, because every once in a while, they'd always split off from Scooby and Shaggy, right?
Yeah.
Every once in a while, they'd ask the ugly one to hang out with Scooby and I can't remember her name.
Velma, need to call her the ugly one.
She was the ugly one. Come on. If I said, hey, man, the ugly one. You, right? But every once in a while, she would be with Scooby and Shaggy. And I'm like, you know they're back in the van having sex.
Or getting baked.
Period. Now, Shaggy was stoned for sure. Yeah. I don't think Fred smoked. I think he's having sex with Daphne.
You know what the mystery machine was about? What's the mystery was an orgy.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
What is with all these kids just rolling around in this van?
They never found the ghost.
No.
Ever. It was only Scooby and Shaggy.
The greatest conspiracy theory of all time, and I stole this from Miles, but it's like, back in the day when you would watch Gilligan's Island, how could people get to them, but they could never get off this goddamn island?
Yeah.
People would come visit
Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah.
The Harlem Globetrotters showed up.
And then did they leave by the end of the show?
Yeah, everyone did. Every guest left successfully. Never thought of taking one of them. They all left.
So wait a minute. They get so many guest appearances on this freaking show, and the whole point of the show is how do we get off this island?
They don't even know where the island is. No one knows where the island is.
In the Harlem Globetrotters.
They went 3 hours off the coast of California.
Hawaii.
And still no one knew where this island was. It was a mysterious
At the end of the
island.
Day, I think they were at a prison camp.
Ooh.
See, there's a conspiracy.
Because they weren't allowed off, but other people could come visit them.
Because you would think that if the Globetrotters, you know, left, they'd be like, hey, guys, there's an island like 3 hours off the coast over here. There's a whole bunch of people that are lost.
There's some white people stuck out there.
They brought the Washington Generals with them. They played a game.
Right. But they couldn't get off the island.
We can't send the Coast Guard or somebody out there to go pick them up.
You think it's the same island as Lost?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Lost didn't have anybody else washing up.
Occasionally they did. But it wasn't like the Harlem Globetrotters.
Amelia Earhart visited them.
Oh, I think once the cast of Gilligan's Island died off, then it turned into Lord of the Flies.
Right.
Like, you don't want to go to this island. Right.
So there's a weird thing. They never got off the island. The entire run of that show.
The show ended, they were still on the damn island?
Yeah.
Yes.
But they did a couple of like TV specials later, like 2-hour special. And somehow they get off the island, right? And they make it back and for whatever reason, they get back on a boat, and somehow they end up
back on the island.
On this island. I'm not making this up. So they do these 2-hour, like, primetime specials, and as a kid, I'm like, awesome. And, like, they show up in Hawaii, and they're telling their story, and the newspaper's around, and they kind of like, do, like, this reunion on the boat. And what do you know? The weather started getting rough, and boom.
Once again.
They're back on the island.
My God.
Tomorrow, you will have week one of college football. You have a full slate of games. I just want to say, personally, I think for a lot of people, I'm going to get up and watch College Game Day. Now, look, I like big noon kickoff. I mean, that'll be, but like, I'm not going to watch it at all this weekend. Lee Corso, who I do agree has gotten older, it is time for Coach to retire.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also kind of sad.
Sure,
I can't explain
man.
To you, you know, growing up, watching college football, playing some football in high school, like, College Game Day is such a big deal. And Lee Corso, I mean, once I moved to the West Coast, you know, on the East Coast, it's easier because games don't kick off till noon. You got to get up earlier. But I would set my alarm to make sure I saw him put on the headgear and give his royal little wave. So that game day will be a touch and one tomorrow. And look, I've never met Coach Corso in my life. But it is funny. That guy has had, like, he's just had an impact on everybody. If you like college, I mean, to me,
tomorrow his last.
That's it.
Okay.
All right. You know, you might see him around, but Coach has gotten old, and Miles even texted me last year one morning. He's like, Coach is too old. I go, I know. So I'm glad he's going out, you know, and he'd probably do it as long as he could, and I think we have. So, but just, if you're a college football fan, I'd watch that tomorrow. Then after that, you're going to have number one Texas, number one in the country, as an underdog, traveling to the Horseshoe to play number three Ohio State. That's a massive
game. How are you an underdog if you're ranked number one?
Well, you're on the road. Oh, Arch Manning, people want to give him a Heisman. He's got to play a season first. Also, I was going to say, all weekend you got good college football. Sunday, you have Virginia Tech in South Carolina. You also have Notre Dame, Miami. Saturday night, you got LSU, Clemson. And then also for the soccer people out there, you have Inter Miami versus the Sounders FC for League's Cup final against Messi. That's 5 p.m. Sunday. And then, hey, Labor Day weekend. Hopefully you got it off. You're enjoying yourself. You got North Carolina and TCU in the afternoon.
Full weekend of football. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Two married teachers are busted in England, teaching anatomy in the coat room. Meanwhile, a tourist in Africa makes friends with an elephant. At least we do assume. Solo baby pony found 300 miles from home. The Scottish Parliament is where the perverted bathroom voyeurs roam. Mm-hmm. And a TV reporter in Miami steals his neighbor's Rolex. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
All right, top three, we're going to Kenya, where the schools, the social mob is looking for one man's head. Various authorities are searching for a man that was in a local animal sanctuary breaking the rules concerning the animals. He has posted multiple videos on social media interacting with the animals in the sanctuary, giving a carrot to one of the rhinos, pouring a beer down the trunk of one of the elephants.
Maybe the elephant was thirsty.
Right. After the post went viral, several people called for the man's deportation, and the sanctuary condemned his actions, stating that he broke their rules. The man does not use his real name for any of his accounts, so they're still trying to track him
down. Well, we know that elephants like alcohol.
Because they'll go,
in India, they'll go into the towns and get into the fermented whatever.
Right.
How many beers, though, does it take to get an elephant buzzed?
Well, and the thing is that he made a joke out of it. He was drinking a beer called a Tusker. He's like, enjoying a Tusker with a guy with tusks.
And the animals apparently like him?
I guess. Well, yeah, he's giving them treats and stuff.
Care for the rhino.
It's not the worst thing in the world. But now that everybody's outraged, now everybody's got to be outraged.
Right.
So, and then there's that fun. In other news, fraternizing with coworkers is already on the taboo side, but it gets even worse when one of them is married, and even worse when they're both teachers. Over in the UK, two teachers have been hit with disciplinary action following their affair. While it seems to be with two consenting adults, the woman says that her male colleague emotionally manipulated her into the affair, in which the pair had multiple steamy encounters hidden in cupboards and closets during school hours, with students just a little too close for comfort in the area. Mm. The pair have been banned from teaching for their actions.
Do you see this art teacher's picture?
Yeah.
No.
Good on him, dude.
I know.
Well done, buddy.
Yeah, this is like your science teacher going, yeah, exactly. I'm going to give it the teacher.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. It's like, well, way to go, man.
Yeah.
He's a bow tie guy.
He's a charmer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He's a nerd. Down in Miami, where you can't even trust your neighbor anymore.
Save some for the rest of us.
Yeah, that's right. One homeowner returned to his domicile after being out of town for an extended time and noticed something missing. And that missing thing was his $16,000 Rolex.
Ooh.
There was no sign of forced entry, which left the possibility of it being somebody close by, as the neighbors knew about a spare key that he kept hidden in case of emergency. Eventually, he got word from authorities that his watch had been pawned, but he didn't have to do too much digging to figure out who stole it, as the culprit soon turned himself in to authorities. Maybe he had a change of heart, or maybe because the culprit is a local news reporter that should know all too well how these stories end. The news station that he worked for said that he's been suspended.
Suspended?
Yeah. At least.
Man.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be there much longer.
With pay or without?
I believe it's without pay.
Okay. Because to me, like, every time I hear, they got suspended with pay. And I'm like, I asked our former CEO.
Yeah.
What do I have to do to get suspended with pay? He's like, no. I said, look, man, I just want to know because I'll do it. You're going to pay me to not come to work? That would be awesome.
Come on. Back over the water, a member of Scottish Parliament has turned his bad situation into a worse one. This is an awful story. He had already been suspended due to the fact that somebody found disturbing content on his computer of the child variety. But now he's getting additional charges for the fact that somebody found a camera that he installed in the building in one of the toilets of the facility.
Jesus, man.
Come on.
Just go to a porn site, dude.
I don't think porn sites have the material that he wants.
He's into that awful stuff.
Yeah, he's into some weird.
Should say into things. It. He's a predator.
Yeah.
God, man.
Yeah. That's his thing, is predatory behavior.
Okay.
Yeah. So enjoy that, Scotland.
Thankfully, there's good news.
At least they care there.
That's right. We go to the UK, where a bad story is a happy ending. A local woman was left concerned for the well-being of a young foal. Back in July, the woman's 2-month-old Shetland pony foal was stolen off of her property and away from her mother. At that age of just 2 months, the foal is still nursing from her mother, leaving her fearing the worst about what condition she would be found in.
For any animal on this planet, 2 months.
Exactly.
It's too soon to leave your mother.
Authorities got an anonymous tip about a pony roaming around in the area and were able to identify it as Lucy, the one that was missing there, and they quickly moved in to wrangle her. She was a little skinny and had a bit of a cough, but that's not a terrible condition considering that she was found 5 weeks later, 300 miles away.
Damn.
At least they found her.
Absolutely. She's since been returned to her mother. They said that somebody loaded this pony into a van and moved her on, so good to find her alive.
The real story was how distressed the mother was.
Yes.
So apparently when they reunited, it was like that horse went nuts.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. Men's Room Sports, as Ted said, college is back in full swing all weekend long on ESPN affiliates and broadcast channels. The Cougs are on CW starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow, and the Huskies are also on tomorrow on Big Ten at 8 o'clock. You've also got Mariners in Cleveland all weekend long taking on the Guardians. That'll be on Root Sports and Fox tomorrow afternoon. So they're not on Root, they're on 13. As far as your weather, we got various amounts of clouds covered this weekend, keeping the scorching heat at bay, expecting highs in the 70s and lows right in the high 50s. That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawk.
Three-day weekend! Yeah! We'll see you on Tuesday. The lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until Tuesday, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.